Thank you for calling customer service. Misha speaking.
Thank you. My name is Hugo Martinez.
Thank you for calling customer service. Hello? Misha speaking.
Yes, I'm Hugo Martinez. You can hear me.
Yes, sir. I can hear you now.
Okay, I see you guys charge some money for my credit card.
Can I have your zip code, please?
98813.
That was 98813.
Correct.
Could you verify your address, please?
I'm using the PO Box. Or 209 5th Street, Bridgeport, Washington, 98813.
Thank you very much for the information, sir. I see you placed an order for our male enhancement product. That product there helped increase your stamina as well as your sex drive. Do you remember placing that order, sir, for the Texo LX?
What does that mean?
Do you remember placing an order for the male enhancement products?
No.
Do you remember placing an order where you paid $6.59 to get the product shipped to you?
But I see you guys charge $83. What is that for? $83.
But do you remember placing the order for that product?
No. I don't receive nothing.
Okay, give me one moment.
I don't order nothing.
Okay, one moment, sir. Let me check on something. Okay, the product was delivered to you on May the 18th to the address that you just provided to me. So, sir, do you remember getting the receiving that package?
No, I don't remember. I ordered nothing.
Do you remember paying the shipping and handling to get the product to you?
No.
Okay. And what's your email address, sir?
I have Hugo. Hugo1214@giversfarms.com.
So you don't remember placing this order. Reason why I'm asking, because I'm just trying to see how can I assist you, better assist you. So you don't remember placing this order at all. Do you remember taking a survey?
No.
Will you take a survey? Will you pay the shipping? Okay, I just have to let you know that I'm going to get you over, sir. I just have to let you know that I'm going to get you over to our fraud department, but they will do an investigation to see who used your card without your authority. And I just want to make you aware that we do take credit card fraud very serious, and we will prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge.
Okay, but now you put overdue my checking account. Now it's over, and the bank charged money for that. I don't know who I'm paying some money because I don't order nothing.
Okay, sir.
Do whatever you can do. I got called my bank, and I said refuse that pay because I don't order nothing.
Okay, sir. Listen to what I'm saying, sir. I'm going to get you over to our fraud department, and I'm just letting you know that they will do an investigation to see who used your card without your permission. So that's why I'm asking you the question to make sure you don't recall, to help you refresh your memory. Because like I said, you paid the shipping and handling.
No, I don't have nothing. Do whatever you can do. Now,
okay, well, I just have to let you know, I did track the product down and it said it was delivered to you. So just give me 1 second. I'm going to get you transferred over to the fraud department. So one moment.
Okay.
Do you think anyone in your house could have placed this order?
No. I don't think so. I own me and my wife.
Okay, well, I'm just... So one moment, let me get you all set up.
Okay. Simon.
Just a few more seconds, sir, then I'll have you transfer over. So one moment.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day. One moment while you be connected over.
Okay.